Buffalo River Aviation, the one running the plane, pushed back right away. And they put out a statement saying reports of pilot incapacitation are incorrect and result solely from the Garmin emergency system's automated communication and reporting functions. So the pilots were conscious. They were had oxygen on. They're monitoring the system and ready to take over. So the question was, why did they leave it on? And the official explanation came from their CEO, Chris Townsley. Definitely want to know where everyone stands on it. The pilots were dealing with IMC. They were in the clouds. They couldn't see out. Mountainous terrain was all around. You know, we're going into Denver. And there was icing. And they didn't know why the cabin depressurized. If it was like a seal failure, structural issue, something bigger that was about to fail. So Townsley said, direct quote, that they exercised conservative judgment under their emergency command authority. And that's in the FAR 91.3, that regulation that lets pilots deviate from rules in an emergency and decide to use all available tools rather than add variables to an already bad situation.